Hello, church. My name is Joshua Ewan. I have been nominated to serve as a deacon, and I would like to share a bit about my testimony. My sisters and I grew up in a Christian home. Actually, we go way back to my grandmother's grandfather being the first Christian in our family. There's another story behind that. My parents met at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, but transferred to Southern in Louisville soon after I was born. After completing his MDiv at Southern, my dad served in the U.S. Navy as a chaplain. We grew up in Louisville at various local Baptist churches, with my mom serving as an organist, a pianist, and later as a children's minister. I loved learning all the stories and the names of the Bible characters in Sunday school, probably because I just loved to learn. My church nickname growing up was the Bible Boy because of this. I am thankful for the faithful older men and women at our church who are so kind and diligent to teach us kids the gospel faithfully and regularly. I have many great memories of the multiple VBSs we went to each summer, learning how to properly carry a flagpole as a royal ambassador, church potlucks on Wednesday nights with the four different variants of mac and cheese, the fruit salads with the little marshmallows, and the dainty little sandwiches filled with some sort of spread that was blue-green in color, and reminded me of the color of toothpaste, and my favorite, deviled eggs. We did all the Southern Baptist things. I knew the content of the gospel, and for my age, I believe I trusted in the Lord as one would expect a child to trust. I was baptized at age 12, not because of a specific mystical moment, though I had been waiting for one, but out of a simple obedience to Jesus' command, namely that we are called to repent and believe in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Romans 10:9-10 sums it up, which states that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you confess and are saved. I had believed and embraced that as a child, and concluded that in keeping with obedience as a believer, I should be baptized. I feel that my greatest growth, though, in my faith was during college, where I got plugged into the Baptist campus ministry at U of L, and got to see what it looked like for young people like me actually living out their Christian faith. At my home church, I saw many faithful examples of older saints walking with the Lord. The youth group was more of a mixed bag. Going into college, what I knew about the gospel didn't change, but my faith and love for the gospel grew. It was here that I also had my first experience with Calvinism, and that's a whole side story. I spent nearly every day at the BCM, and I've made the deepest of friendships during that season of life. There's something to be said about being in close community of believers that you hang out with every day to spur you on. We were in classes together, we did ministry together, we went on trips together, we played a lot of games together, we lived together as roommates, and there's also the comically repeated trope that many of us in the BCM ended up marrying each other, me and Alyssa included. Now our kids are growing up together, and it's so sweet to see how we are family to each other. Years after college, Alyssa and I got engaged, and we had friends who were going to Emmanuel. They suggested we go to Ward and Heather Young for premarital counseling. We had each continued going to our respective home churches in Louisville during the 3 years we dated prior, and we both weren't really excited about going to either her church or my church long term. We thought this engagement time would be a politically acceptable time for us to leave our respective home churches and start afresh at a new one together. So we started going to Emmanuel Baptist in 2011 and joined a care group, the former name for GCGs. The concept of care groups was foreign to Alyssa and I, but we grew to love the beauty and closeness we developed with our friends, and now I can sort of see there's a parallel richness in relationships we have in our GCG as we did when we were involved in the BCM in college. Though now we have jobs and kids and have to drive to each other's houses, it's harder to meet than simply walking across campus at a moment's notice. Meeting weekly at our GCG leaders' houses, I feel that Alyssa and I got front row education about what it looks like for young parents to lead a life of obedience, pleasing to God, complete with screaming kids and loose socks and all. We are thankful to the Lord for sweet friendships from that season of life. A few GCGs later, we landed in Trevor and Amber Komatsu's GCG. When Trevor became an elder, he no longer served as a GCG leader, so I got field promoted to lead along with Van Michael Komatsu, his brother. Later, Van Michael and his wife moved back to Hawaii to pastor a church, and so I've been leading our GCG since about 2017. I have been challenged and blessed by the congregational singing and faithful preaching of the Word Sunday after Sunday morning. I am thankful for the consistent care our church gives to our missionaries, regularly sharing updates about them in our Sunday morning prayer times. I am thankful for the opportunity of completing the pastoral apprenticeship a few years ago, although I'm not seeking full-time ministry. I currently help lead the medical response team and am a part of the men's ministry leadership team. I look forward to serving as a deacon at Emmanuel. A desire for the body at Emmanuel to grow closer to one another, to help one another, to foster deeper friendships, and to grow in how we can regard each other as family to one another. For as Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I feel like I experienced episodes of this in my college BCM days, and in all of the different GCGs we were a part of, and one of my desires is for this to be more true for more people at Emmanuel. Thank you for your time.